This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Greg Lopez named Terrilyn Romero his running mate on an unaffiliated ticket for Colorado governor, with statewide petition circulation set to begin Thursday, May 14. Denver. Greg Lopez, the former U.S. representative from Colorado's 4th congressional district, who is now running for governor as an unaffiliated candidate, named Terrilyn Romero as his lieutenant governor pick during his appearance on The Kim Monson Show on Monday. It was the first time the two candidates spoke publicly together on a Colorado talk show, and Lopez told listeners statewide petition circulation begins Thursday, May 14, the first day Colorado law permits signatures to be gathered for an unaffiliated candidate. Lopez said the timing was driven by ballot access mechanics, not just political theater, because as running as an independent, I must identify the complete ticket as we go out there and gather signatures, he said. The Colorado Secretary of State requires an unaffiliated candidate for governor to designate a running mate before petitions are generated, and the ticket must collect at least 1,000 valid signatures in each of the state's 8 congressional districts, 8,000 statewide, to qualify for the November ballot. Lopez introduced his pick at the bottom of the first hour. So I'd like to introduce to the entire state of Colorado here on your show. This is the first time we're doing it publicly, Kim, so thank you for allowing us to do this. But it's Terrilyn Romero, he said. The Lopez for Colorado campaign had announced Romero the night before on Facebook, and in a release picked up by the Pagosa Daily Post, the show was the candidate's first joint on-air interview. Romero introduced herself as a fourth-generation Coloradan and described a 25-year career as a healthcare executive at one of the world's largest healthcare companies. She told listeners she was recently let go, one of many millions of Americans who was let go from their job, and that the timing of Lopez's call coincided with her search for what she described as a purpose-filled life. She also pointed to a deep family military tradition, noting that her grandfather, brother, father, uncles, and cousins have served across every branch of the U.S. military. In 2022, Jefferson County sued Romero and her fiancé over public access through her Kittredge property in the foothills west of Denver to Bear Creek. The county sought either a public easement or to obtain the strip of land through adverse possession after Romero, who had bought the property in March 2021, blocked a path that locals and visitors had used to reach the creek for decades. Nine News reporter Jeremy Hohola covered the case at the time. Romero said on Monday that the lawsuit was her first close look at how government and elected representatives operate. I like to say that my rose-colored glasses were punched right off my face when I saw how it really works, she said. Lopez, a U.S. Air Force veteran and the former mayor of Parker, briefly served the final months of the Elevate ETH Congress, sworn in on July 8, 2024, to fill the remainder of Ken Buck's term after Buck resigned, and stepping down in January 2025 when the new Congress was seated. He left the Republican Party in late December 2025 to mount this campaign as an unaffiliated candidate, the Colorado Sun reported, and has previously run twice for governor as a Republican. Pressed by Monson on the charge that an unaffiliated bid splits the vote, Lopez rejected the framing. You know, one of the best things about running as an independent is I don't have a primary, he said. So we're going to go directly to the general election in November, where people can actually make a decision on what type of leader do they want to see take over the state of Colorado. Closing the segment, he told listeners, don't ever believe that if you vote for the person you truly want to support, that you're throwing your vote away. You're exercising your democracy in action. Romero's closing argument was sharper. Well, I'd like to let the people know that just like them, I am desperate for something different, she said. I am desperate for representatives that actually listen to us and put people over politics and don't vote along party line every single time. In the second hour, Lopez tied the campaign's pitch to the state budget. He cited the roughly $1.5 billion gap the General Assembly closed to balance the current state budget and warned that next year it's going to be $1.7 billion. Colorado Sun, reporting on March 19, placed the projected fiscal year 2026-27 shortfall at more than $1.5 billion, with Medicaid as the primary cost driver. The ticket plans to keep the existing campaign website at greglopez.co. Lopez invited listeners to the petition kickoff at the Highlands Ranch Sunridge Recreation Center at 7 p.m. Thursday. "But come, sign the petition," he said. "And the petition is not that you're voting for us." The petition signature says, "I want to see those names on the November ballot."
And now, Kim's perspective.
Coloradans deserve more choices on the November ballot, not fewer. When two parties spend a decade negotiating mostly with each other, treating voters as a captive audience, the answer is to put real options in front of those voters and let them decide. Greg Lopez has run for this office before. Taranlin Romero has lived what happens when government decides your property is really its property. They came on this show because they wanted Colorado voters to hear them in their own voices before the headlines and the strategists shape the story. The voters, not the parties, will decide where it leads. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.